Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for listening. So, today I want to chat about cheating spouses and why it's so important to let go and move forward. Recently, within the last 6 months, I found out that my then-husband, because I fucking divorced him, had been cheating on me the entire relationship. Yep, crazy, blindsided, didn't know what the fuck was going on, but this is a true story. And when I found out on August 25th, when I sat his ass down and talked for 90 minutes, and he just stared at me, didn't say a word. In fact, I kind of thought he was dead. But he was just staring at me. And when I asked him in a very nice tone, "Are you having an affair on me? You can tell me." And he said, after 90 minutes, again, I don't even know what I talked about for 90 minutes. Psh, must have been good though. He confessed and he said, "I'm having an affair on you." In that moment, on August 25th, 2017, I knew that my life was going to get so much better. Why did I know that? Because I knew that I was going to move on without someone that had no respect. No respect for me, no respect for himself, no respect for God, no respect. Just a piece of shit, right? But that's okay because that's his character, not mine. But what I did in that moment, we had been married for a year and a half only. I literally, the next day, because this was at 10 o'clock at night, the next day started looking for apartments to get out. There's no reason. We don't have any children or pets or anything. We didn't. There was no reason for me to want to stay in a relationship ever with anyone that has no respect. Because if you allow somebody to disrespect you like that over and over and over again, whether you know it or you don't, whether that like for me it was the first time I found out, right, that moment, you have to let go. And the reason why it's so important to let that person go and just never, not even pay a mind to that person again, is because they don't care about you. They don't care what they've done to you or what is going to happen to you afterwards, because they would have never done it, right? So they didn't care enough to go, you know, I really don't want to hurt this person. So I'm not going to do this to this person. They didn't do that. They didn't have any mind for you when they did this. They just said, eh, you know what? This is what mine said. Mine said, I said, you know, when he admitted to having an affair, I said, didn't you feel any guilt? Any guilt cum dumping in another woman, a 55-year-old woman, he's 36, and then coming home to me trying to have kids? Didn't you have any guilt at all? I asked him this flat-out question. And do you know what his answer was to me? I laugh because it's amazing. His answer to me was, well, a little bit in the beginning, but then I just compartmentalized you two, and I didn't have any guilt. With a straight face, he said it to me, like, nah, not really. I didn't have any real guilt. Okay. That's like the most crazy thing as an empath, because I'm an empath and I'm the most kind, loving human being. But to really see somebody that has no like soul, that has no heart, that has no compassion, that has no empathy, run. Like, just run. You don't need to fix them. You don't need to explain why they're crazy. Like, you don't have to. He flat out said, I don't know. I'm good, you know? And the other part was, I had asked him, well, did you, I mean, how could you come home every day to your wife, me, and then, like, try to have babies with me? Like, I couldn't comprehend that, right? Like, ew. And, I said, you'd come home to me after having sex with these random people, random humans, and then stick your dick in me, right? Gross, just gross. But he just told me then, it was okay because he took a shower. Just ponder that for one moment. It was okay because he took a shower. Okay, so, you know, I can't make this up either. This is my real life. But the thing is that 6 months ago, when I heard all of this and I saw really the type of person he was, because here we were having the best relationship. We were so happy. We were so in love. I mean, or so I thought. For him to have no real empathy and no compassion to what he was doing to his wife, his soulmate, his best friend, which again, with narcissists and psychopaths and sociopaths, or, you know, just people that have no remorse, they just don't care. You know, one of the things in the relationship that he said he loved about me was my big heart. Oh, you have such a big heart, the biggest heart. You just love everyone. I do. I really do love everyone, everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're from. I love you. Genuinely, I love you. So again, going back, here I am, a good person, or I try to be as good as humanly possible. Definitely make mistakes, but this person has no respect. And so if I would have stayed in that relationship and forgiven in the relationship, it just never would have worked, because I wouldn't be true to myself. I moved out within, I found out August 25th, and my apartment was ready on September 10th. So September 10th, 2017, out. Yes, I was out. Packed up the whole entire house, took everything off the walls. I took everything, by the way, every single thing. I mean, I took all the toilet paper. I took everything you could imagine, okay? The house was vacant. It was hilarious. But I loved myself so much in that moment to know that it's okay to walk away, to move forward, so that that kind of demise and disgusting and disrespect and all the other adjectives I could possibly use would never be in my life any longer, because I was worth more. God said, you're worth more. I am worth more. I'm worth somebody that wants to protect me and love me. And, you know, even in our relationship in the beginning, he said, I will always protect you. I will protect you. You know, no one will ever hurt you. No one will ever talk down to you. No one will ever disrespect you. He always said that he was going to protect me. But you know what? I needed protection from him. I needed protection from a person that could cheat on his wife. And possibly the entire relationship, to be honest with you, during his work days. And by the way, this is just a little side note. It's quite humorous. One of the things he said to me was, it's not like I cheated on you every day. Sometimes it was only once a week. Sometimes it was only twice a week. It wasn't every day. I mean, come on. It's only when my patients canceled. It was only in between patients. Because, yes, that is a true story. That is what he said. So, I mean, thank you, I guess. Thank you that it wasn't every day. Thank you that it was only once or twice a week. And I'm sorry that it wasn't more for you. I don't know. But letting go of toxic people in your life so that you can evolve as a better human is our mission. We have to learn from these people. They're put in our lives. Every single person that we meet, doesn't matter whether we know them for 1 minute or 5 hours or 10 years. every single person comes into our life for a reason. And it's for us to figure out what we're learning in those relationships, right? Those friendships, those business partnerships, the marriage that didn't work out, the boyfriend or girlfriend that didn't work out, about ourselves, right? It's really about self-awareness and reflecting on how to become a better person within ourselves and not to attract shit, right? Because if you're having a bad day or a bad life, did you ever notice if you complain all the time and you're always bitching about something and you're just never positive, you always seem to attract more negative things, right? So maybe you get a parking ticket, you're pissed. Then all of a sudden you get in the car and somebody's tailing you. And now you're pissed off again. And then all of a sudden you come home and there's like this bill that you didn't even know about. And now it's in, like, it catapults. It keeps going and going and going. And you attract all that negative. So you have to change that mindset, right? You have to pull up your big girl panties or big boy panties, underwear, whatever, and you have to move forward. And so one of the most important lessons for me that I love to share is letting go and not having any attachments to anyone or anything. So wish those people the best. You don't need to stay friends with them, really. Please, do you understand how ridiculous that sounds too? For the 5 months, 6 months leading up, because the divorce just was final, but he kept saying, we're gonna be friends forever. We're gonna be friends forever. No, we're not. Never. I promise you, because I don't allow my friends to treat me like shit. And it's funny that people in relationships will do that. They will, you know, bat for these men and women that treat us like shit, whether it's mental abuse, physical abuse, neglect, I don't care what it is. If you're not happy, if you're truly not happy in a situation, you get to decide to leave, to move forward and say goodbye. But it's your choice. And wanting to stay with somebody that has that kind of, like, I don't know, like, they're so insecure within themselves and they have so many issues within themselves that they would go do that and purposely hurt you on the flip side. Because listen, love is not pain. Love, in love, you should never ever feel any type of hurt or pain or sorrow or sadness. Ever. Ever. That's not love. Love is happiness. So if you found out your ex or your boyfriend or somebody was cheating on you, girlfriend was cheating on you, husband, wife, let go. You don't have to be angry with them. Don't have to have any ill will towards them. Just go. Because there's 7 billion plus people in this world, and there's so many other humans that would want to treat you with respect. Now that I've been apart and have no contact, blocked everything, by the way, and don't think that, yes, the whole friendship thing, I mean, that's what I had to hear about for like 6 months. It was just ridiculous. He would call crying, oh, crying. This is so hard for me. Really? Oh, there. Tell me about it, narcissist. How hard is it for you? Because you're the one who cheated on your wife. And he would cry and sob. And, oh, he would hug me and his disgusting tears would roll down my arms. Ugh. It was like acid on my skin. But even to this day, he says, you're going to be my best friend forever. And what my reply back was, wow, you're so delusional if you think that I allow my best friends to treat me that way, like what you've done to me. No. Because if you treat your best friend this way, how the fuck do you treat somebody you dislike? Oh my God. So move forward. Let go of toxic people in your life. Let them go. You do not have to be mean. You do not have to, you know, and no, and by the way, I didn't punch his face in. I didn't do anything like that. I was done. A year and a half. My whole life changed within a second. Within a moment, my life changed. You know, here I was, this happy, doting wife, telling everybody how amazing my husband was. Oh my God, he's so amazing. No, lies. It was all lies. So when you find out the truth about someone and then they've disrespected you in any way, shape, and form, go. Let go of that, because God has bigger and better things. But if you're still holding on to something like that, you're never going to be able to get, you can't receive those. You won't receive those new people in your life, those new experiences, the abundance of money, the abundance of love, the abundance of health. You can't, because you're holding on to toxic. It doesn't work like that. So let go, move on, no contact, block the shit out of them. You're going to be okay. I promise. You don't need to look at their Facebook. You don't need to look at their Instagram. You don't fucking need to look at anything they're doing. Who cares? Because the minute you stop caring, you control. You are now in control of the situation. You control yourself. You control your emotions. You control the situation, because you've taken your respect back and said, you know what? You're not worth my energy any longer. Goodbye. Let go. Peace, love, namaste.